Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, P.O. Box 434, Woodbridge, New Jersey, 07095, Spring 2007 Newsletter. It is spring, a time for spring cleaning and a new beginning. Friends of NJLBH are also starting a new beginning after its spring cleaning. The next meeting will be held on June 2, 2007, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Lunch will be served around noon. As in the past, morning treats will be provided with no cost. However, there will be a nominal charge of $3 per person for lunch. This will defray the cost of these meetings in order to have more finances to support NJLBH. At the March 31, 2007 meeting, that was attended by 17 members, we read, reviewed, discussed, and made changes to the bylaws. The revised bylaws are included with this newsletter. Please review them carefully in order to vote on them at the June 2nd meeting. We hope to ratify these bylaws at this meeting. It is very important that the bylaws are passed for the new fiscal year starting July 1, 2007. We will first have a final reading of the amended bylaws, and then we will discuss and vote on the changes. If approved, they will be effective immediately. At this meeting, we plan to officially change our name and new rules by ratifying the amended bylaws. Remember, friends, we are changing our name, but not our spirit, to support NJLBH. Additional changes were added, such as a minimum age for members, and the nominated president must be a current or former member of the board. Dues will be paid at the December 2007 meeting for January 2008 through June 2009. The amounts will be $15 individual, $30 family. In July 2009 through June 2010, dues will revert to $10 for individuals and $25 for family, and they are due in June 2009. Recently, the Friends received grants from Comcast and Zonta. The Comcast grant will be used for the purchasing of a smart board, braille embosser, a microviewer, and other accessories to be used in the RTAC room. The Zonta grant is being used to purchase juvenile print braille book kits. Please keep in mind that not only individuals but organizations and companies can contribute to the Friends. Your own place of work or other companies or organizations you or your friends may know may become members and can help in fundraising. Save the date. Spring is here and fall is not far behind. The Fall Festival, sponsored by New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, will be on October 13, 2007. Details of the Fall Festival will be in the NJLBH newsletter. As in the past, there will be several activities, speakers, and exhibits. The Friends will have a table to display their merchandise. Purchasing and displaying the merchandise you bought will be a great advertisement for the Friends. The merchandise includes, for example, t-shirts, mugs, and tote bags. Coming soon to NJLBH, the Regional Technical Assistance Center, RTAC, will be housed at the NJLBH. The primary purpose of the RTAC will be training and evaluations by the Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. It will be equipped with the latest, most up-to-date technology. The RTAC will provide a great learning experience for all. The FNJLBH does appreciate your contributions and support. Each member is invaluable and makes a difference in the growth of FNJLBH. We look forward to seeing all of you at the next meeting. Bylaws of the Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated. Article 1, Name. The name of this organization shall be Friends of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped, Incorporated. Friends. Article 2, Mission. The mission of the Friends shall be to support and promote the services and programs of the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. Article 3, Membership. Section 1. Any person 18 years of age or older who is interested in the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped shall be eligible for membership in the Friends. The two types of membership are individual membership and family membership. Section 2. A person shall be a member of the Friends upon completion of the application form and payment of dues. Section 3. Members shall receive newsletters and special mailings. These shall be available in accessible formats. Section 4. Dues. A. Annual dues shall be determined by the Executive Board in its discretion. B. Anyone who desires to support the Friends may contribute any amount. If an individual's contribution is less than the annual membership dues, that individual shall receive newsletters but not have a voice or a vote. C. The fiscal year of the Friends shall be from July 1st to June 30th. D. Dues shall be payable on or before June 30th for the next fiscal year. Article 4. Officers. Section 1. The officers shall consist of a president, a vice president, a secretary, and a treasurer. These officers shall perform the duties set forth in these bylaws and by the parliamentary authority adopted by the Friends. The president shall preside at all meetings, appoint two executive board members at large, appoint committees, and serve as an ex officio member of all committees except the nominating committee. The president must be eligible for services from the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. The president shall have served at least one term as an officer or board member of the Friends. The vice president shall direct the Friends' fundraising activities and preside in the absence of the president. The vice president must be eligible for services from the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. The secretary shall keep the minutes of all meetings, coordinate correspondence, and maintain custody of all non-financial corporate records. The treasurer shall keep the financial records, maintain responsibility over all receipts and disbursements, and prepare periodic financial reports. Two executive board members at large shall be appointed by the president and must be eligible for services from the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. These members at large shall participate in and vote on all matters brought before the executive board. An officer may resign from their position upon reasonable notice to the president. The vacancy created by the resignation shall be filled through selection by the president with the advice of the vice president and executive committee. Section 2. The Friends shall meet at least twice a year. At the fall meeting in odd-numbered years, a nominating committee of three members shall be appointed to present a slate of officers for election at the following even-numbered year's meeting. It shall be the duty of the nominating committee to nominate candidates for the offices of president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. The nominating committee shall report said candidates in a newsletter before the election at the biannual spring meeting. Additional nominations from the floor shall be permitted. Section 3. The officers shall be elected to serve for 2 years, and their term of office shall commence at the beginning of the fiscal year for which they are elected. A majority of those present and voting shall be necessary to elect. Section 4. No member shall hold more than one office at a time, and the president and vice president shall not serve more than two consecutive terms in the same office. Article 5. Meetings. Section 1. The annual meeting of the Friends shall be held in the spring for the purpose of receiving reports of officers and committees, presenting the budget, planning the year's activities, and for any other business that may arise. Section 2. Special meetings of the Friends may be called by the president, a majority of the executive board, or by 5 members of the Friends. A request from the members of the Friends shall be submitted in writing. The purpose of the special meeting shall be stated in the call for that meeting, which shall be sent by mail to the membership at least 15 days in advance, except in cases of emergency. No item of business shall be discussed in the special meeting other than that set forth in the call for the special meeting. Section 3. A majority of the executive board and 10 voting members of the Friends shall constitute a quorum for the purpose of conducting business for the Friends. Article 6. Executive Board. Section 1. The officers of the Friends and the 2 executive board members at large shall constitute the executive board. Section 2. The executive board shall have general oversight of the work of the Friends between its meetings and shall fix the hour and place of the meetings and shall make recommendations to the Friends and shall perform such other duties as are specified in these bylaws. special meetings of the Executive Board may be called by the President or by two other members of the Executive Board. Section 3. The designated representative of the library shall serve as liaison between the library and the Friends. This liaison may provide input to the budget process, may provide assistance with special projects and discretionary purchases or expenditures as necessary. Article 7. Committees. Section 1. The Finance Committee shall be composed of the Executive Board and another member of the Friends Organization. It shall be the duty of the Finance Committee to prepare and submit a budget to the Friends Organization at the annual meeting. Section 2. The Nominating Committee is addressed in Article 4, Section 2 of these bylaws. Section 3. Such other committees, standing or special, shall be appointed by the President as the Friends Organization or Executive Board shall from time to time deem necessary to carry on the work of the Friends Organization. The President shall be an ex officio member of all committees except the Nominating Committee. Article 8. Parliamentary Authority. The meetings of the Friends and its committees shall be governed by these bylaws. Robert's Rules of Order, revised, shall govern any issue not addressed in these bylaws. Article 9. Amendment of Bylaws. These bylaws may be amended at any annual meeting, regular meeting, or special meeting called for the purpose of said amendment by a two-thirds vote of those present and voting, provided that the amendment has been submitted at the previous meeting or appeared in one or more mailings to the membership. Article 10. Dissolution. In the event that the Friends are dissolved, an attorney shall be consulted with respect to said dissolution. New Jersey law and applicable parliamentary authority shall be complied with. Notification shall be the same as for bylaw amendments. Upon dissolution, all assets and records of the Friends shall be given to the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped. If the New Jersey Library for the Blind and Handicapped is no longer in existence, then the assets shall be distributed for one or more exempt purposes within meaning of Section 501(c)(3) of the United States Internal Revenue Code with respect to charitable purposes or corresponding to any future federal tax code, or shall be distributed to the federal, state, or local government for a public purpose. And this is the end of the Spring 2007 Friends of the Library newsletter.